Pork Vindaloo. The Portuguese were such lovers of pork that they stored it in barrels with ginger, garlic, and lots of white wine vinegar to preserve it on long sea journeys. I see this as the beginning of the vindaloo. Even now, Goans add a cupful of vinegar to help preserve it for a week or more. It is supposed to be a spicy, sour dish, but many restaurants don't use an authentic recipe. My version is more balanced, with a moderate amount of chili and vinegar, but both these elements can be increased at the end if you wish. I have added mustard seeds and cashew nuts for added nutty flavor and a burst of texture. I was given a tip by a Goan that the only way to cook this dish is in its own juices, adding no water to the pan. The way he does it, I've tried it and it works, is to cover the pan with a plate that is slightly concave, fill the indent with cold water, turn the heat down, and refresh the water in the plate every few minutes or so. It keeps the water and the steam in the pan. For an easier time, add only a small splash of water once the pork's own natural juices have dried up, and keep adding splashes from a boiled kettle when necessary. Ingredients: 1 teaspoon cumin seeds, 1 teaspoon coriander seeds, 5 black peppercorns, 2 green cardamom pods, 2 cloves, a 2.5 centimeter piece of cinnamon stick, 13 grams fresh ginger peeled and roughly cut, 7 large cloves of garlic peeled, 2 to 4 fresh, large red chilies, 3 tablespoons good quality white wine vinegar, 400 grams pork shoulder roast with some fat on it, cut into 2.5 centimeter cubes, 4 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon vegetable oil, 1 small onion peeled and finely chopped, 3/4 of a teaspoon of mustard seeds, a handful of cashew nuts, and salt to taste. Using a spice grinder, grind the whole spices to a fine powder. Using a blender, make a fine paste of the ginger, garlic, chilies, and vinegar. Place the pork in a non-metallic dish along with the spices and salt. Cover and marinate a couple of hours if you have time. Bring back to room temperature before cooking. Heat 4 tablespoons of the oil in a medium, deep, non-stick pan. Add the onion and fry until golden brown. Add the pork and marinate and brown gently over a moderate heat for 6 to 7 minutes. Turn the heat to low. Cover and cook until the pork is done, around 40 minutes. Stir occasionally and add a splash of water whenever the pan looks like it is running dry. The end result should be a wonderful medium-thick gravy. Heat the remaining oil in a small saucepan and add the mustard seeds. Once they start to pop, add the cashew nuts and cook until golden. Pour them over the vindaloo and serve. You can also serve the hot pork vindaloo in wheat tortillas with some lettuce and sour cream.